Sorry, my computer's like freaking out.
That's okay. It's gonna be a fun show. Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. I believe it.
I mean, I mainly only have one question to show and just like let it kind of take off from there. But how's life going? Oh, give or take a little bit of what's happening outside, but other than that.
Oh, okay. Well, with coronavirus, I clean my mouth, or can I say how bad it really is? Mm-hmm. Oh, it is a clean show?
I mean, give or take, it doesn't really matter. I could edit later.
Yeah. I mean, it's coronavirus. I was like, go with, and I was told that.
Oh, I think I'm losing you.
I was gonna, they'll call me back like within a week and it'll be fine. Place should be lifted and it'll be fine. And then about a month went by and I was like, okay, I've had enough of this. So I ended up getting a new job and I work at the Benicia Coffee Company off of Colonist Park, Vallejo Benicia border.
So, I got the last part where you got a new job. It froze out on everything else, but I got, you were on call, but then you got a new job. That's so far what I have.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. So I was let go because of the coronavirus for my old job, and I worked for a manufacturer's representative company and sold like light bulbs, any kind of lighting equipment, generator equipment, fire resistant clothing. It's pretty cool.
How much is it pay to test out that fire resistant clothing?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. But we get a lot of people from like BART or like a few other like electrical companies deal with that. That's pretty cool. It's just basically like jackets or like gloves, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. And then, but now you work at the coffee factory.
Well, a coffee house, coffee factory, coffee company, same difference, like whatever. Yeah, they're definitely different. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're enjoying that right now?
Like, comfortable. What was that?
And you're enjoying working there now?
Oh, I am. Yeah, I have a really good boss. My coworkers are really great. They're super supportive of each other, which is like a first for me. I've never really had that at a job. Usually, like especially if you're working in the restaurant industry, it's they'll like pretend to be your friend and they'll try to help you out, but then they'll just like stab you in the back. So it's good to know that they have good people working there. We're all a bunch of nerds, which is perfect. Like, that, oh, I found my perfect spot. Super nice. I'm actually wearing their shirt today, so.
And tea.
Yeah, and tea, but mainly coffee. Yeah, mainly coffee, so.
Okay, that's really neat.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I'm not normally a coffee person. I am more of a tea person, but as of late, I've been trying everything on the menu, and majority of that is coffee. So I come home wired. Oh boy. Yeah. So, but other than that, I mean, it's been pretty good. At DVC, working on a criminal justice degree, trying to pursue a law degree. Want to work on prosecution and domestic violence cases.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I had a friend who was in a domestic violence situation, and I was kind of helping her through it, and I realized, oh, this is kind of where I want to go with my life at the moment. So
really nice of you to do that and help them.
Yeah, I enjoy helping people whenever I can, whatever I can give, whether it be like advice or they need just like a little extra like something to help them on their way.
Yeah, that's cool.
And have you been doing since well, I'm going to DVC, hopefully transfer to Sac State, where I'll pursue the law degree there. And then I plan to transfer to McGeorge Law.
Where's McGeorge Law?
It's also in Sacramento.
Okay, of course. Yeah. Everything's in Sacramento now.
Yeah. Sucks. Everyone's like, Sac State. And I'm like, no, stay away. It's like they have a really good criminal justice program there.
Yeah, when I was talking to Christina earlier this morning, she just graduated from Sac State.
Oh, cool. Yeah, how many people do you actually remember from St. Dominic's?
Oh, man, if I have to go right now, what were there, like 20-something or 30 of us?
I have a yearbook. I think I have our yearbook up on my bookshelf.
It's in my closet, but if I were to go straight on memory, I probably get maybe 70%.
Ooh, let's see. I remember Boston.
I interviewed him too.
Yeah, and every now and then he and I will talk. He's such a great person.
Oh, he's amazing.
I remember he was like the class's teddy bear almost, or at least that's how I kind of viewed him, because he was just like, even if he didn't particularly, he wasn't like fond of you, he was still really kind and generous and like always asked if like how you were doing, how was your day, and he still does that, so that's what's really cool.
Oh yeah, no, he's amazing. Anytime like when I'm talking to people and they're like, oh man, you're such a great person, I'm like, nah, if you want to know a great person, you gotta meet Boston.
Boston, yeah, no, Boston definitely, he was one of the best out of our class. Me, probably not so much. I've changed a lot since then, I will say. I'm still kind of loud and still kind of all over the place, but it's more, like, organized now. Yeah, definitely. If we're going to go real far back, have you talked to Alejandro at all?
No.
I remember you, it was you, Kaylin.
Alejandro and John Franco.
And John Franco. But yeah. It was, like, the three of you guys are just, like, all, it's Kaylin, right?
Yeah. I have no idea what he's up to. Neither Alejandro. John Franco, I try to talk to him like at least maybe every other month.
Mm-hmm. John Franco's pretty cool. He's got a longtime girlfriend now, Michelle. They've been, like, met in high school and been dating like ever since. High school sweethearts.
Yeah, when I did an episode with John Franco, it was, I think, in January. I just went to, because he moved into an apartment with her.
Oh, okay.
So I came over and we played Switch games for the night.
Nice. I don't really keep up too much with John Franco. Like, when we went to St. Pat's, like, all of us, or a good chunk of our class went to St. Pat's, and then the other half was, like, Venetia High, and then the small tidbits of Carondelet and De La Salle, I guess. I don't know who went to De La Salle for our group. Maybe nobody. Maybe it was just Carondelet, Venetia High, and St. Pat's.
I have no idea. I'll find out as the more interviews I do.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So I kind of keep track. There's Jordan.
Yeah, I remember him. I haven't talked to him since 8th grade.
I saw him in high school. I didn't really talk to him much. I kind of kept to myself, like, in high school. I was just, like, do my own thing. Things will play out later in life. And luckily, they did, so.
Awesome.
Yeah. Would I go back and relive high school? Probably not.
Hey, neither would I. It was weird, because, like, the transition from, like, St. Dominic's to Benicia High, it's like exiting a Disney film into like a Scorsese film, like where did everything go wrong?
Oh no, yeah, there's no uniform. To be honest, I went to St. Pat's, but I didn't graduate from St. Pat's. I graduated from Jesse Bethel. But making that transition to public school was a big like shock to me. Well, especially because I went to Bethel. Yeah, I don't really know how to describe that into words per se. That was an I'll just put it this way, that was a unique experience.
Yeah.
I missed, as soon as I like left and went to public school, the first thing I missed were the uniforms, because I didn't have to pick out what I wanted to wear every day. I just could like either khaki, like the khaki pants or like the black Dickies, and then your polo shirt, and then you're good.
Yeah, I tried to continue something like that. Like I had like some nice shorts and then like a nice like polo shirt. And I'm walking, I'm like, why is everyone just in a t-shirt? Is that what people do?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Or you're so used to something and then you kind of like, oh, people actually dress up. We're in civilian clothes now.
Yeah. And I didn't find my own style until probably junior year.
It takes a while. It does take a while. Because like all through high school, you're still trying to find yourself. I mean, I guess it still kind of applies to like even into college, or you're still trying to find yourself because not everyone knows what they want to do.
Oh yeah, no, it takes time. Not everyone can like figure it out right away.
Yeah, And it took me a long time to get to the criminal justice degree. Originally, I was going into either design, graphic design, or fashion design. And I don't know how people put up with me with it, because I was like super anal about what I would wear. I mean, like, I still kind of am, that never like really faded, but definitely no more outlandish or like wild and crazy prints, I guess. And then I went to English major and photography major. And then I was at Solana Community College for a little bit and took the Criminal Justice 101, and something clicked and I really liked it and it just kind of stuck. I felt like that was like my purpose of where I was supposed to go. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, because that's what I studied was cinema. So.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, and I didn't know that's what I wanted to do until like high school, and I took a film class. I'm like, oh, this is something. And I knew right off the bat, it's not fulfilling unless you like make something that's just amazing and blows everyone out of the water. But I knew this is what I liked doing.
Yeah. Do you have like a YouTube channel like set up? Do you have like little mini videos?
Yeah, I have an original like high school YouTube channel, which I will never show ever again. Unless you find it, then good for you. But I do have a new YouTube channel where I'm posting more of my newer stuff. It's not much right now. It's like 5 videos, 1 short film, 1 music video I made for a friend of mine. And then the rest are right now like kind of super cuts of this podcast, because it's up on Audioboom, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. But I also want to put it on YouTube, just quick, like 5 minutes. Hey, what's in an episode.
Yeah, you get to like see the person's face. You get to see the content versus like hearing the content.
Oh no, it's still audio. It's just like a quick super cut of like, instead of an hour long podcast, it's just 5 minutes of like my favorite moments of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I never quite got into like the film aspect of it, of like videos and stuff. Definitely photography was my thing. I remember for our final, we had to come up with like a story, and it was like, I think the max was like 20, but I like overachieved and brought in like 24, and I cut wood as my like background and glued my photos to them, and I did like an elemental thing, which was really cool. I might have, I don't know, like I'd be able to see it on the on camera. I'll see if I can find it.
You can always just send it to me and then I'll react and then we'll see where it goes from there.
For sure. All I have are right now, I have a lot of like sushi photos. I go to this really good sushi place in Concord. They originally started in Sacramento area called Mikuni. And Mikuni in Japanese means kingdom of God, and we joke around all the time because their food is just so delicious that it must be godly, so they named it properly. I had a problem. I used to go there almost every day, so I know a lot of the sushi chefs, and if the staff doesn't know me by name, they know my face. Yeah, it's pretty interesting how that kind of turned out. Oh, no, I don't have any on here.
No, I know what you mean. There's this Mexican place in Vallejo called El Tesoro. And I went there probably too many times, because one time I walked in, he's like, oh, I know what you want. I'm like, oh no, I'm a regular.
It's always good to be a regular though, because you have that like bond with the staff, and it's pretty cool. So you get to meet like all the interesting people, definitely. Is that off of Benicia Road?
Yeah, it's like right off of the freeway.
Yeah, by the liquor store?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the little bar. Over by Cal
Maritime, right?
Not on Cal Maritimes. So let's say
it's like not far. It's still on Benicia Road, so it's still a ways out, but it's like closer to Cal.
Do you know like if you're driving on 80, there's that Chevron gas station with McDonald's?
Yeah.
It's right behind the Chevron.
Oh, right behind the Chevron. Okay.
Yeah, because this is the Chevron, Starbucks, and right behind it is the place. It's not great parking wise, but the food is delicious.
Ooh. I've never been, so I'll have to go check that out. I've been looking for a good Mexican spot. Although in Martinez, there is a place called Cinco de Mayo, and they have one in Concord and Walnut Creek, but the best one is in Martinez, and it's amazing. Their chicken tacos are to die for. Their super burrito is like, they're not kidding. It's a super burrito. It's huge. And
I'm looking it up now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And oh my gosh, they're like, if you're like not too much into tacos or burritos and you're more of like basic mainstream, you want to do like a quesadilla, go for their chicken quesadilla because it is bomb. It is so good. Like the chicken's just like nice and tender and super juicy mixed in with like their cheese, and then they grill the tortilla. Oh, it's so good.
Ooh.
I've become like a food guru in my spare time as well.
Yeah, sorry, I'm looking at all these pictures right now.
Yeah, no, it's like, oh, it's so good. It's kind of a small place. They have outside seating, which is really nice, like on days like this where it's not super hot and you get like a little breeze coming through with Martinez and Benicia, they're like literally right on the water, even Vallejo, so you get that breeze coming through, which is really nice.
Yeah. Oh, another good Mexican spot in Vallejo, which is relatively recent, it's Pizza Versus Burrito.
Oh, I've heard about that. See, I'm very skeptical about that. And I'm not like a huge pizza person myself. I used to eat it, not necessarily, I wouldn't say every day, but, and it wasn't my choice. It's just, I would go over next door and that's all they would have is pizza. So I kind of grew tired of it. So I'm not a pizza person so much anymore, but I've heard interesting things about that place.
I enjoy it. The burritos are pretty good. They're pretty big too. Not like long, like kind of like this, I would say. And okay. It's their pizza combinations because there's the pizza that I love. It's this kind of burrito pizza where it's like just what you would put in a burrito on top of a pizza. They have the carnitas, no rice and beans or anything, but like carnitas and then like some of the words are blanking me. I lost track of mine.
Enchiladas, okay. Burritos. Fajitas. Those aren't really like Mexican food thing, but
we'll come back to me. Hopefully,
it's great food. It's got great food all around. That's awesome. I'll have to go try that out. That's where now. Where is that one? Is that
is on Georgia Street? It's
is it closer to Sonoma Boulevard?
Yeah, but it's before you can, or is it after? I don't know. It's like near the police station.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. I kind of know where that is. It's like where Georgia meets kind of like Springs almost. That area around there.
Yeah. I think so. It's like right before you kind of hit that hill and then go back down towards the water.
Okay. Is it? Oh, so then it's over the hill or just before the hill?
Just before the hill. If like you're coming from the freeway.
Okay. Alrighty. I'll have to go check it out. I'll look it up. Good places to eat. Oh, I know so many good places to eat. Depends on what you want, though.
Like, okay, how about a good burger place? Besides, because I usually go to chain foods for burgers, but I don't know any, like, good, like, kind of, like, a singular stop, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh. So, downtown Benicia, there are a few places. My number one pick for a good burger would probably be Rookies. It's a sports bar right off of First Street.
Yep.
Yeah,
I've been there. I've never tried their burgers, though. I usually eat their nachos.
Their tater tots are great. Oh, they perfect crisp.
I love their sauce.
Yes. Oh, yes. I don't care what people say. Tater tots, I will eat any age. They're great at any age.
I mean, potatoes in any form are amazing.
You're not wrong.
But tater tots are in the top three.
Oh, for sure. Hands down. And then hash browns. Sorry, there's like a bug going around somewhere.
I mean, tater tots are kind of like hash browns, but they're just...
They're compacted.
Yeah.
Like, small, itty-bitty, round, like...
Yeah.
They're you just potato get more poppers. Of it. They're potato poppers. Like jalapeno poppers, you just... They're so small, you just pop them in. Or Luca's. Luca's has really, really good burgers. They've also got really good sandwiches. Their Reuben sandwich, pretty dang good.
I've been to Luca's once. Not my favorite time, but yeah, the drinks were okay.
Yeah, people tend to go there more for the drinks. They have a really cool like layout in back. So they have a beer garden, they have a bar set up, and then they have like a stage for fans to come play, which is really nice, and it's close by the water, so it gets more breeze.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. So burgers, what else do you like? Let's see if I can.
Well, I got Mexican down.
Mexican burgers. Yeah, Mexican and pizza down.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. what else do I eat? I mean, Chinese food, I always go to Szechuan House on First Street.
I do like Szechuan House. They have a great lunch buffet. But if you're going to go Chinese, I would say if you want the like good pot stickers, go to the Sunflower Garden in downtown Martinez. They're big, they're fat, they're juicy, tastes amazing, super flavorful. If you want, like, if you're into more of like the noodles and rice and stuff, I would go to Sticky Rice in Cordelia. Yeah. Also, their bartenders are pretty good too.
Nice. There's this one like hole in the wall Chinese place in Vallejo. That's near it's that little shopping center on Sonoma near D&D's Discounts.
Oh, it's like a kind of almost like the Rickshaw Express before it left Phoenicia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Lucky Garden.
Yes. Oh, is my. It? Yeah, no, I think it is. Because my coworker took me there because I won a bet against him. So he's like, what food do you want? I'm like, you know, you've been talking about this Chinese food. Take me there. And he took me there. And I'm like, oh, man, these plates look small. I'll get a two plate. He's like, yeah, they're not small. And then we just got this huge plate. I'm like, oh.
They pack it on. Like,
I know.
You think that you're going to get, like, gypped like how they do you at Panda Express. But no. They will pack it in and pack it on. And you cannot. Like, I can't finish it. It's a lot.
No, it's I only get it if I missed out on breakfast and I have an early lunch. So I'll buy that and like this is my food for the day.
Yeah. We actually just got Chinese food yesterday. I got home from my new job and I hadn't eaten anything all day. I got up at like 6:30, got ready for work, and then I had to be at work and I hadn't eaten anything all day. We ordered so much food. I was really surprised. I was like, all we need is like some chow mein, maybe some chow fun, and we'll just get like either some pot stickers or their egg rolls. We got from Jay's Garden over Glen Cove Shopping Center. That's closer to where I live. It's about like a mile and a half, almost 2 miles, maybe a mile and a half. Maybe two miles. Yeah, roughly 2 miles away from my house. Yeah, Jay's Garden's actually not bad. If you want, yeah, their egg rolls are pretty good.
Just ate before this interview and now I'm like super hungry again.
Like, that's one of my superpowers. Okay, you can eat all you want, but as soon as you get me started talking about food, you'll be hungry all over again. That's what my coworkers today told me, to like just stop talking about food, because they just started munching on stuff as I was talking. But yeah, no, it's cool. Italian. Good. I am huge on Italian food. I come from like a strong Italian family, but I also come from like a very proud Italian, Irish, and Russian family. So that's the trifecta of loud people. So it's not my fault that I'm loud. But this really good Italian restaurant in the city, it's called Ristorante Parma. And I absolutely love it. It's a hole in the wall place. It's kind of small, very intimate. They don't take reservations, and they're closed on Sundays, but they're open from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Their spaghetti and meatballs. If you're skeptical, guys, about going to a new Italian restaurant, always try their spaghetti and meatballs, because if they can make spaghetti and meatballs, like, amazing, then it's almost guaranteed that everything else is going to be amazing.
Yeah. There's this one Italian place I've been to. I forget. Get what it's called. It's in, like right before you hit Napa after American Canyon. I completely forgot what it's called. It's like an off, like the road type of thing. And
Highway 29. It's right by where the old cafe, Highway 29 cafe was.
And you know everything.
I also happen to love to travel. I love going on I love going on adventures and exploring. So I definitely with that take all the food places with me.
See, if I can't remember a food place, I'm just going to text you like a one word thing and you'll be like, oh yeah, it's right here.
Hey, I have a pretty good memory when it comes to that. I also have the uncanny ability to remember people's faces, maybe not their names, but like it's really weird, and sometimes it weirds people out, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I know you from somewhere, or I'll just like, elbow, hey, you're from this place at this time, like, certain time in life, I don't know. They're like, how did you remember that? I don't know. Magic. Ooh. Yeah, but it's cool. I don't know what it's called either. I don't know what that Italian place is called. I've been there once before. It was like a long time ago. It was a while back. My aunt was still alive. We went for my birthday. I remember because we all wore purple, but I wasn't a fan. I don't remember what I think I had their Alfredo, and I just was not a fan of it. I was like, I don't think so. We never went back. But if you like it, that's good for you. How are your brothers doing? You have two brothers, right? You didn't have a sister. You just had two brothers.
Nope. Just the brothers.
Christopher.
Correct.
And, oh gosh.
Starts with an M. Yes. Little brother is with an M.
Oh, Matthew.
Yes.
Yes.
I forget. Okay. Did you have any siblings or no?
No. So, fun fact, I'm adopted. I think I kind of like told people that in like asking Dominic, I was like, yeah, I'm adopted. I don't think anybody.
I don't remember that.
But yeah, so yeah, I'm adopted. And so here with my parents, I'm the only child. So, but my birth dad had two more kids. Actually, technically there's three of us. There's one before me. We call him Dirty Dan. Or
I'm sorry, right now, Dan. I'm laughing. Dirty Dan.
Daniel. We got Dan, Daniel. Yeah, that one. And so before I was born, a year before I was born, he had a girlfriend. They got together. She didn't tell him that she was pregnant, and she had her kid and sent him off away for adoption without telling my dad. And then she told him years later or whatever. So as of right now, I don't know if he's still on the East Coast, but supposedly he's on the East Coast. And his name is Matthew, and we're about a year apart-ish. And then I came along, same situation, except for he knew I was being adopted. And then 3 years later, he married, had my brother Nathaniel, and then 2 years after that, had my sister Athena. And I only reconnected with Nathaniel. Athena doesn't want anything to do with the family, and after kind of like getting a feel of everything, I kind of understand why. That's like a whole other story.
My mind is blown.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. I found this like family that I always knew I had. I just never really knew them. And then come to find out on my mom's side, my mom is also adopted, and her story is just completely crazy. Her mom, so my this is where it gets really confusing. My birth grandmother, because I have my grandma Carol, who adopted my mom, and then my birth grandmother. She does not want anything to do with us, but all her sisters and all our cousins and stuff, they're like, yeah, we want to get to know you guys. It's like, oh, okay, cool. So I recently just like talked to my mom, and I haven't met her in person, but we've talked online, and we video chatted a couple of times. When I was younger, I definitely looked like her. I feel like now I look more like my dad. But if you like see on my Facebook, like you can go through my cover photo. I have a photo of my dad and I, and then like a few photos after that, you can see it, my dad and my mom. But I was a homecoming baby. So you see them on the night of homecoming, and definitely I look like both of them. It's really cool how that kind of turned out. But hopefully one day I'll get to meet her. Aww. And get to meet her side of the family. I've only video chatted a couple of times, and we all talk through Facebook, so we'll see how it goes.
Have you seen this show? It's on PBS, forget, but they go through like the family history.
Oh, the Who Do You Think You Are?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. We watched that actually, and so what that kind of inspired my dad to start his my adoptive parents, but well, to distinguish, Dirty Dan is, we'll just call him Dirty Dan, and then my dad is my dad that you guys kind of like, that everyone knows from St. Dominic's. So my dad decided he was going to get into genealogy in his family tree, and then my boyfriend at the time was like, oh, hey, let's go get you a like a DNA kit, see what you are. And it was really funny because I was like, watch, it's gonna come out, I'm gonna be Russian, I know it. And what do you know, on my dad's side, on my birth dad's side, Dirty Dan's side, and then on my mom's side, we're Irish and Italian. But we kind of, that's how I got in contact with my birth mom's family, is they didn't know how I was connected. And it was kind of like a secret adoption on my mom's side. She was adopted secretly. So we kind of figured it out that way. And that's how the secret just kind of came out of the closet there. But it's a really good show. I love that show. You get to see things that you never would have thought possible. Like, I think a few people are like, there was one related to George Washington very distantly, not in my family, but like on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really cool.
This conversation reminded me of an episode. Andy Samberg was on it, and he found out that his mom was adopted. And so they went through the whole like kind of family tree thing to find who they belong to. And I thought that was really interesting. And then you talking about it, like, man, you could be on this show too.
Oh, God, no. Nobody wants that mess on there. Trust me. It's I'm pretty sure my biological grandmother would want to keep that kind of, like, on the down low. I think her time while she was pregnant with my mom was kind of just, like, really traumatic for her. And so that's the reason why she doesn't want anything to do with it. She kind of just pretends like it never happened. And I totally understand.
Yeah, no, I understand that. It's still going on the podcast, though, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think she'll see it.
That's so true. I just keep staring at my microphone like, I can't stare at anything else.
Yeah, just contemplate all the possibilities while I stare at the microphone.
I'm going to have to step away for a second. I heard something fall, so I'll be right back.
Uh-oh. Well, hello there. Been left alone. I'm going to catch my phone. Probably like the weirdest thing ever. Yeah, sorry, I have a red dot that follows my, it's the infrared like eye thing. Yeah.
Okay, everything's okay.
He's back. I was randomly talking so awkwardly to your fans, your people who watch. We'll cut that out later. It's fine.
What?
Bloopers. Oh no. I don't have anything to hide my face. Oh. Hair.
My hair, I don't know if you can see it, but it has been crazy.
I remember you used to have like super curly hair.
Oh, it still is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no. Well, with the hat hair, it's straight. See, I have to wear a hat to straighten my hair.
Okay. I don't know if you remember, but my hair was like super, super curly or like super wavy. I have to straighten my hair. This is the longest my hair has ever been. I remember it was like kind of long and in elementary school, but like I've never had it this long. It's like almost halfway, it's about a little bit more than halfway down my back.
I think I'm tying the longest I've ever gotten, and at this rate, the more we stay inside, I'm like, you know what, let's grow that afro people in high school kept telling me. If not, I want to go for a mullet.
Ooh, a mullet. I don't know about a mullet for you.
Well, no one's gonna tell me otherwise. Actually, the only person who could tell me is my mother, but
we'll ask her first. I don't know how she'd feel about that. She might be down for it. How's your mom?
She's doing good. But yeah, no, it's weird. I haven't been outside much ever since like kind of everything went into lockdown. On call for work, but they haven't really called me in.
So what do you do?
I work at a car dealership on Columbus Parkway. It's the Chevy, Mazda, Cadillac, and Hyundai dealership.
Oh, nice. I'll have to stop by and say hi sometime.
Well, if I ever come back.
It's over. I'm looking at, I need a very specific person to help me pick out a car, guys. Okay, ready? His name's Dominic.
I'm not on the sales side, but I have almost accidentally sold a car before.
Isn't that great how that happens? And then they're like, whoa, you can sell cars? Or you can sell whatever? Well, yes I can.
I was more thrown off myself because, like a family came in, they're like, hey, we're looking for used cars. I'm like, yeah, I could show you. And we started talking, like 10 minutes later, I was called back to do like my regular stuff. I'm like, hey, if you guys need anything, I'll be right over there. It's like, okay, we'll call you when we're ready. I'm like, ready for what?
Oh no. And you had to explain to them awkwardly, oh yeah, no, like, I'm not a salesperson.
But, like, oh, I didn't, I just like left, went to a salesperson, like, hey, there's this family over here who's ready to buy a car. That ain't me.
Oh, that's cool though. Yeah, that's always fun when you can, like, if it's not your job to sell things, but you can, like,
help out,
yeah, convince people to, like, buy a certain thing. I remember it, I used to work at Scotty's restaurant in Vallejo. Do you know Scotty's?
I've heard of it. I don't think I've ever been.
Oh, okay. Well, they just opened their doors for dine-in, I think, right now. But, reopened, I guess. But we were famous for our donuts. And so when I worked there, people would come in and I'd have, like, we'd have this thing where if you sell all the donuts in the case before closing, you get to go home early. I would harass people so bad. Like, I would, well, not in a bad way, just go, oh, hey, can I interest you in a donut? Would you like to try one of our donuts today? Let me tell you our selection for today. Apple fritters, blueberry fritters, banana fritters. I don't recommend ever having a banana fritter. Those are not good.
Never heard of those, but
blueberry is kind of sweet, and then the apple's more of like a savory. But the blueberry and apple did really well, and we had, oh yeah, trying to get the donut holes to sell. It's like, oh hey, so we'd market those towards, like, if we had a few left, we'd always market them towards the kids, or even if we had a bunch to begin with. Oh hey, you have a large parties of kids. Oh, how about, can I interest you guys in some donut holes? Would you like some holes? Or we would eat them all, basically. We'd sneak some and eat them.
That sounds like something I would do, but yeah.
Yeah. It was really hard to not eat them. Because you'd walk by the donut case on your way, like, to the back of the kitchen. And you're just like, oh, I might have one. How about two? Oh, no, I'll just take a handful. It's fine. Yeah, or we'd put, like, together a plate in the back, and we'd all just, like, start munching on them. It was wonderful.
So you're going into work now. It's not, like, a work-from-home thing?
No, yeah, it's not a work-from-home thing. They wouldn't let me work from home. There's actually really no way I could possibly work from home for the sales or manufacturer representative company in Concord. So I'm now going into work at Benicia Coffee Company in Benicia, right off of, it's like, if you're coming from Benicia, you take the Columbus Parkway exit, and to the left is that, like, little shopping center. It's right there.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know exactly where you're at. Oh, wait, I've been in there once, actually.
Yeah, we sell double rainbow ice cream. We've got sandwiches. We got salads. Not a lot of people order the salads, but a lot of people, like, our turkey melt's really good. I'm slowly trying everything on the menu. You want a smoothie? We could do that. We've got
smoothie.
What we have, like, are the equivalent to the Frappuccinos, I guess, of Starbucks, but we're better than Starbucks. And
I mean, to be fair, most things are, but that's my opinion.
Yeah, I prefer to go to, like, more of the local coffee shops run by, like, local people, like Rags Coffee Shop right by Nations off of Military and East 2nd Street, and then Farm and Flower, I don't really go to. $8 for a piece of toast. Are you kidding me? I was like, oh God. And now I know what it's like to be how, like, where my mom's coming from. $8 for a piece of toast, that's outrageous. Who does that? And it's because it has avocado on it. I'm like, are you serious? Avocado toast, $8. It'd be like $3.50. Like, maybe minimum.
I mean, I know avocado is expensive, but bread is bread.
Well, I mean, they make the bread, too. I do know that they make the bread in-house, which is really cool. But still, $8 for a piece of toast.
Yeah, no, last year, I was recording me and a friend of mine, and we thought we could record, like, get some breakfast there, then record. So we walk in, and we've never been there. So we did not know it was just toast. And we grabbed a menu, we're looking at it, and we're like, what else?
Oh, well, they have coffee and tea, but their parent company is States Coffee in Martinez. Mm-hmm. And there they have a good selection of coffee and tea, and then they have like pastries and stuff. They have vegan donuts. I know people when they hear vegan donuts, they're like, oh, it's gonna taste terrible. You honestly would never know the difference. I'm kidding you not. Like, it tastes so good. Like, their blueberry cake, to die for. Yeah, I'm a fatty deep down. Okay.
No. Me too. No. Every time you're talking about this food, I'm just like thinking in the back of my head, man, I'm hungry again.
No. I always joke around. Like, I'm a fatty and I'm proud. Like, I'm a foodie, but like, eat so much that you just, yeah.
No, I know what you mean. When I was working, like, any chance I get, I wouldn't make a lunch so I could go out and try something, like, new. Mm-hmm. Especially milkshakes. I went on, like, this milkshake run. Like, I'm trying every place's milkshake, and I'm going to rate them. And it got to the point where I'm like, I'm spending money for milk. Like, too much.
Frozen milk.
Yeah.
Half frozen milk.
Yeah.
Flavored half frozen
milk. And then ever since I've been stuck at home, I've been thankfully losing weight.
Oh, the opposite for me. People just don't need to, like... Like, oh my God, I need to stop eating. We're trying to get my mom to eat healthier because she had her stroke a while ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I mean, it happens. Not often. I mean, it's kind of like a rare thing, but like people.
You know, yeah. People can get them. Yeah.
Yeah. So we like, because she's slightly overweight, we have to like make sure she's like, eating healthier. She's exercising a little bit more. She has lost weight. But they've been going slowly back to like TV dinners and stuff. I'm like, guys,
stop. Oh, you know,
I'm not like a huge fan of it. So I loved going to the gym every day. I was going to the gym like every day. Now the gyms are closed. Like, I just can't work out at home to save my life. I can't do it.
Well, how about the
motivation?
Do you have a Switch?
Switch?
Nintendo Switch.
Oh, yeah. Nintendo Switch?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Dang it. Okay.
Technology and I just don't
mix. Okay, because I was going to recommend, because I've been playing this Switch game, which is an exercise game, and that's what I've been doing. Not in the last 2 weeks, I've kind of fallen off it, but it's been fun.
Ooh. What I've been doing is, do you remember the Xbox game Just Dance?
Yes.
For the Kinect, and like for the Wii it was Dance Central. Or no, it was just Dance for the Wii and Dance Central for the Xbox. There you go. I'll pull them up on YouTube and I'll start doing that, like each like dance on hard. People don't realize how good of a workout that actually is. Like, those dance moves work your arms, your core, and your legs without you really knowing it, and you get such a good workout in. But you're having fun, so you don't really realize it. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. No, that's how it kind of is with the Switch game I'm doing. It's a kind of RPG-style game. So you're running through, you're beating monsters through various workouts. And it's gotten to the point where, like, if you want to use more attack points, you got to do the harder the workout. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a point where I'm standing, staring at my team, I'm like, is it really worth it? is it worth beating you in one move just to hurt my entire stomach?
Oh, of course it is. If you're competitive enough, oh yeah, you gotta get there.
Oh yeah, no, and like when I'm fully healthy, I'm like, I'll do it. But the next day, I'm just lying in bed and I can't move any of my muscles. I'm like, not worth it.
Oh, definitely. No, you're just like, oh, can't move. Don't want to move. I'll just lay here forever.
Yep.
It'll get better, eventually. But I'm gonna lay here. Or the other one that I do. Is I do the Center app, which is the Chris Hemsworth like workout thing. It's actually pretty cool because it gives you meal plans, and basically you kind of put in what you're looking for. So like for me, it was just build endurance, tone up the muscle that's already there. And now it's just like, all right, gotta lose all the hibernation weight that I've gained through hibernation. This extended hibernation is not working well for me. So I do that. And it's actually pretty cool. So we have, like, I have, what is this one? The functional training. there's like MMA workouts and there's yoga workouts and high intensity interval training. And then they give you like all these recipes, and these recipes are so good. You can pick your, like, what your dietary restrictions are and stuff like that. And I don't eat a lot of red meat anymore, so I chose the pescatarian thing, and it's a lot of vegetarian dishes or even vegan dishes mixed in with like fish or maybe even chicken. Chicken I'll eat, fish I'll eat, but when it comes to anything else, and maybe lamb. Lamb's always good. You go to a Mediterranean place, get a gyro, lamb meat, so good. Gyros. They're amazing. I don't know why people don't go out and get those more often, because those are so delicious.
Yeah, no, I usually get one when I'm in the city, but man, I haven't been in San Francisco in so long.
Ooh, I haven't been to San Francisco in a while as well. I think last time I was there, I was like for a photography thing. Not for me. I was my best friend from senior year at Bethel. He and I love to go out and take photos together, and he lives in the city. So we planned a day where we went to the city and took lots of photos, and it was really pretty. It just depends on where you go, though. So we went to a lot of like state parks and the Golden Gate Park, and maybe we were gonna go to Ocean Beach, but decided against it because it was really windy. Ooh, hiccup. But oh yeah, also this is one of the I don't know if they can see it really well, but this is the turmeric tofu and coconut curry with chickpeas. It's like a soup or a stew.
Ooh.
It looks so delicious. Or they have like a coconut carrot soup. That's also really good.
Not really a fan of coconut, but carrots are usually good.
Yeah, it's kind of like like on the sweeter side. I mean, I don't know what they put in it to cut the sweetness, because carrots, when cooked, are usually tend to be on the sweeter side, or carrot juice is also very, really sweet. And coconut's just naturally sweet on its own because it's a fruit, even though it says coconut. But it's generally sweet. So they take, I think, the milk from the coconut, is like the coconut milk, and then they make like a carrot soup, or like a carrot, almost like a tomato bisque, but with carrots. Carrot bisque? I don't know. And they combine them together, and I think there's some turmeric in there, and some other things I just can't remember, but my former boss Gabriel, he used to make it. It is to die for. So good. Yeah, for whatever reason, sorry, we could keep coming back to food.
I'm just gonna call this episode "I'm very hungry."
I'm very hungry with Nina.
Yep, that's I'm writing that down.
Food time, food talks,
food talks. There we go.
Instead of TED Talks, it's food talks.
So, on the subject of food still, what do you think, what is your favorite dish? What is your go-to, at least?
That's so hard.
Isn't it? Okay, at least one of them. Not like the top one, but just one of your go-to meals.
I think one of my go-tos would be sushi. I absolutely love sushi. If I could live on sushi, I would. Whether that be just a roll, sashimi, nigiri, so good. Like the sushi place I was telling you about, Mikuni, my favorite place to go. They make the most amazing rolls I've ever had. Like I haven't always been a spicy person, but they've like opened my palate to a whole new like world with the spices and a lot of sriracha, but it's so good. My spice tolerance has gone up to like here. It went from like here to like here. Oh, this is so cool. And they have this thing called the truffle fin, and it's ooh, okay, hold on. What is the truffle fin? I'm trying to remember. I think it's black snapper. I think it's black snapper, and they have like a little garlic truffle sauce that they put on top, and then sriracha, and then they have tempura jalapenos on the side, like, ooh, they're cut up jalapeno slices. So good. Oh, it is amazing. I think my favorite.
Oh wow. Yeah. I didn't realize I was echoing.
Oh, that might be from my end. I could turn it down a little bit.
Well, if you can't hear me, then that's fine.
Oh, I can hear you. It's just, it might be an echo from my computer because I had the volume up all the way.
Oh, okay.
Another role that's really good. It's my favorite role. It's not on the menu, but they did a promotion for it last October, and $5 from whatever they make off of each roll, or $5 of whatever they make off of each shirt that has the roll on it, goes to breast cancer awareness foundations, help fund research and cures for breast cancer, which is really cool. And it's called the Fox Roll. It is so good. It's got so let's see what's in there. There's panko shrimp, spicy tuna. Then you have your rice. Usually it's a pink soy wrap instead of seaweed. And then on top, they've got avocado, shrimp, Benjamin sauce, unagi sauce, and sriracha. And then a little bit of panko crumble on top. And then they do like a little tail. And the tail is sriracha, the Benjamin sauce, and unagi sauce, and then they like flick it out to give it like kind of like the foxtail ish vibe. It's really cool.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Definitely. And they're doing curve makeup right now, and I don't know if they're gonna start doing that fairly soon, but they do curbside pickup, but they're not doing the fox roll because it's a special roll, I guess. But let's see. They have one called the Japanese Mafia. Oh, it's like the sauces they use and the ingredients they use, and you can like see everything, and you see them make it. And they, if you have questions, each sushi chef, like depending on who you have, will happily explain to you what they're doing and what they're making, and what's in your roll and how they make the roll or what their favorite roll is. And it's really cool. I've actually become really good friends with one of the sushi chefs there, and we hang out and we go on hikes. We haven't hung out in a while because of the quarantine, but he's my hiking buddy. He's really cool.
Wow. I'm just in love with the names.
Yeah. He also, we created a role for me, and it's my own special role. So it's a chef's special, but it's named after me. It's called the Lena Nina. And it's kind of like their Aerojet role. It's a very kind of like light role, but it's big. It's like this big. Of a roll.
And what did you say the place is called again?
The place is called Bikuni.
Bikuni, okay, I'm writing that down too.
Mikuni.
Cool. Spelled it wrong the first time, but thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, no, it's great. I remember the first time I went, I was really, really small, and I went to the one off of Hazel in Sacramento area. And I went with my aunt and my cousins, and after that I was kind of hooked, and I was praying and praying and praying for them to open up one near me so I didn't have to drive all the way to Sacramento. I mean, granted, I would have driven anyways, but they opened one up in Concord at the Veranda Shopping Center, and I've never looked back.
Oh, it's in Veranda.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, have I been in here then?
If you've been to the movie theater, it's that restaurant right next to the movie theater.
Yes, I have been there. Ah, oh, yeah, I did love their stuff. I should have put two and two together, but
yeah.
Ah.
Also, they have really good cocktails, super good cocktails. Ooh, okay, so my favorite is the Japanese fashioned. So it's, if you know what old fashioned is, it's
I know the donut.
Yeah, that's that too. It's it's whiskey. There's bitters, simple syrup. Usually it's got a little bit of a cherry in there, but they don't do that. They just put the orange peel in there and the orange from the orange. And then they use, instead of regular whiskey, like American whiskey or Irish whiskey, they use Japanese whiskey. And Japanese whiskey is so freaking good. Oh my gosh. They make really good. They have also, what is the other one? They have some sort of, it's like a, I think you can get it off the happy hour menu. It's this like white thing. It's a fruity thing, but like, it's, I don't really know how to explain it. It's a process. This one, you get the drink, there's stuff that you, there's like a little fruit attached to like a toothpick. That's a part of the drink. And then they give you the stuff to put on top of the fruit to like, I guess it either changes the flavor or gives it like that, like pop rock vibe. Which is really cool. I wasn't a fan of the fruit per se, but the drink itself was really good. Yeah. And then I think during the summer last year, they had the they were doing a special on pitchers. So you get a pitcher of like a mojito pitcher for like $20 and split that between your table, and it was really cool. And then if it's your birthday, they have a birthday wheel and you can spin the wheel. You can either get like a bag of rice, ooh, wasabi.
No, wait. Remind me, I got to tell you a story about wasabi, but continue.
And they, or you can get like $25 off your next like purchase or whatever, or you get a t-shirt. Oh yeah, no, it's so cool. Absolutely love it. The vibe in there is always super positive. Everyone likes working there. I almost got a job there twice.
If you do, let me know, because I want some sushi.
Oh, don't we all? For those of you who do not like sushi, it's okay. We don't hate you. But, like...
No, I'm kidding.
Palate a little bit more. Oh, he's like, yes, I will hate you for not liking sushi.
Well, okay, so I never really tried sushi until, like, my freshman year of college. It took me a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But, okay, so first time I tried it, Gianfranco took me, because... We at the time, we were both at SF State, so we commuted together.
You have the California roll?
Yeah, that was the first one I tried. And now this is going to lead into my wasabi story. We got our plates, and he looks at me and says, hey, there's some guac on your side. You should eat that. I'm like, cool.
Oh, you're freezing.
Oh, no.
No, they didn't. They didn't. They told you it was guacamole.
No, Gianfranco did. Well, he said it was avocado.
He would.
Yep, so I ate the whole thing in one spoonful.
Oh, no! Did you get heartburn after?
No, but it was one of those things I looked at him like, why?
You ruined the trust. Don't ever trust him again.
You know, fool me once, yes, but there was a second time.
Oh, no.
Not on his fault. Yes. More my fault.
Oh, no.
Which was when I went to record with him. He had me over for dinner too, and he made some taco meat, and we did that. And he's like, "You want to try some of these hot sauces?" I'm like, "Cool." I'm looking at them like, "What?" Like he's like, "This one's really flavorful." Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Cool." And I tried it, and then I'm starting to sweat. I'm like, "Hey, how spicy was this?" He's like, "Oh, it's one of the most spicy." I'm like, "You didn't tell me." He's like, "You didn't ask." I'm like.
Yeah, I feel like he does that on purpose, though. I really do.
Well, no, it's one of those things where, like, all his hot sauces are, like, on the, like, a scale, like, towards the end of hot. I just never thought to ask. I just asked him, like, the difference between them.
Oh. So he likes spicy food, then.
Oh, he loves it.
Wonderful. Good to know. Because he hangs out with, he and I have a mutual friend, Rael, and so like they have barbecues, I think, every once in a while, and so next time I'll make something spicy. Ooh, what I like to make? I like to make bacon. I'll have pot stickers. Sometimes I'll make them from scratch. Other times I will just buy them, but I'll wrap bacon around them, pots, and then I fry the bacon, and then once the bacon's almost done, put it around the pot sticker, and then fry it. Just a little bit more so it's like solid around the pot sticker. And then I make this like really cool teriyaki sriracha sauce to go with it.
So good. How much?
You said how much? Well, oh, first time's free, then we'll see. Yeah, if you ask it too much, I might have to start charging. I love to cook, though. I absolutely love it.
I like to do it, too. It's so relaxing.
It is. Like, I made an omelet the other day. I had we had barbecue chicken the night before, and it was kind of like a, it had like a sweet barbecue sauce to it, so it wasn't like super barbecue, it was more like sweet and tangy. Cut it off, cut the meat off the bone, and like threw it into the skillet with like eggs and kale and cilantro, and I put a little bit of taco seasoning in there. So good. And or I even put like a little bit of rice in there just to like give it a little bit more texture. It was pretty good. Nice.
Now, what my specialty is almonds. Like I like coating almonds in like just different things. My best ones are cinnamon almonds. I usually make those around Christmas time.
Ooh, those are really good. What I make around Christmas time, I make these, they're rum balls.
Rum balls. Hmm.
They're like kind of like cookie-ish. And they, like, you do use rum in the ingredients. But it's a no-bake recipe. It's pretty cool.
Really? I've never tried a no-bake recipe. I want to, but, yeah.
Well, you don't use eggs, so no raw ingredients, per se.
Yeah, no, I've been wanting to bake something, but, like, stores have been out of flour for so long. It's like, come on, people.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, like, baking during the summer is just not my thing because it's already hot and you're just like, it's another thing that's hot. But what's your, like, if you were to bake, what would be your thing to bake?
I mean, my normal go-to stuff is like a chocolate banana loaf.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never made like the loaf chocolate. It just like has chocolate chips in it with banana.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like banana bread with chocolate chips.
Yes, but the way I said it sounded fancier.
Yes, it means. No, that definitely sounds a lot better than the way I put it. Can I just tell it how it is?
You're not wrong. Neither of us are wrong. Well, I could be kind of wrong wording it, but no, you're absolutely right. It's just a banana loaf with chocolate chips.
Hey, that's okay. Okay, it's tomato, tomato, right?
Yes. I mean, it's more like tomato, potato, but yeah.
Tomato, potato, that works too.
Yeah, no, there's two completely different things, but they're soundy similar.
Sound similar, they're not quite the same.
Well, yeah, there's one distinct difference.
One's a fruit and one's a root.
I was going to say one's brown, one's red, but yeah, yours works too.
Yeah, one's starchy and one's fibery, get more fiber.
Don't ask me which one, I'm going to fail. I'm kidding.
Well, tomato is a fruit. And they only classify it as a fruit because it has seeds.
Potato can have seeds. No, I'm kidding. I'm not this dumb.
Potatoes, like carrots, are like roots. Potatoes, yams, carrots. Carrots are root, I think. Pretty sure it's a root. Ginger's a root, obviously, because ginger root. And a few others. I don't know. I spend a lot of time with the culinary people of DVC. They explain things.
Yeah, before I got into cinema, growing up, I wanted to be a chef, but then movies.
Oh, yeah. Movies are great.
That concludes part one of this episode. Come back next week for part two.